Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Welcome to Second Date Updates. Now every hour on the 40s here with Thunder and PT. And Melanie had messaged us, I think, was it last week, PT,
believe? Yeah, I think so. Yep. And about Brandon, I believe. Right, Melanie?
Is it Brendan or Brandon, Melanie?
Brandon.
Okay. Oh. And what is the latest? Let's just get right into it here, Melanie. What's the latest with Brandon? Did you hear from him over the weekend?
Okay. So we went out like a few weeks back, and, you know, it's the new year, and, well, haven't heard a peep. I don't get it.
So you feel ghosted. Let's go back to that first date. Take us through it. Tell us how it went together.
Okay, so we went to this beginner cooking class, and I mean,
fun.
I thought it was an awesome idea.
Was it your idea or his?
It was his idea, and I was totally on board.
Cool.
Like,
yeah. We love, and we say this all the time, Melanie, we love these unique date ideas. Not, you know, so listen, coffee's great, too, you know, just to sit down and kind of get to know each other. But
like, cooking's a little different. I dig it.
But it's really kind of creative, so that's different. We love the idea. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, it was super fun. We had a great time. We learned a bunch. And, I mean, we're both a couple of first-timers, so it was great.
So, obviously, you think everything is going well and kind of got the feeling that Brandon thought so, too. So, you know,
was there a lot of talking during, you know, you got your cooking, talking, fun, laughing, stuff like that?
Yeah, totally. Banter was there. I have no idea what was going on or what is going on now because we had so much fun.
Yeah, so did something happen during the date? So, what do you think? Do you think something went wrong?
I mean, I can't think of anything. We left the class. We both said we had fun. Yeah. We went home and he said he'd call me. Now we're here.
And he hasn't. All right.
Okay.
So that's the way you left it. Okay. Well, the only thing we can do, obviously, Melanie, is to call Brandon, get it from him and see what's up, if he wants to see you again, if he had a great time and why he's not getting back to you for a second date. So you hold on right there. We're going to come back in 3 minutes, hopefully with some answers next, right here with Thunder and PT and Second Date Update on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Some singles enjoy making the sight of a first date memorable instead of just a bar or a coffee shop. Melanie and Brandon decided to take their introduction to a cooking class.
So we went out like a few weeks back and, well, haven't heard a peep. Yeah. I don't get it.
All right, that's where PT and I come in. It's Second Date Update. Let's call Brandon, see if he wants to see Melanie again.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Brandon, please?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, Brandon, good morning. It's not a sales call or anything like that. Everything's fine. I've got to tell you, though, up front, it's Thunder and PT, and we're on the radio here on 102.9 The Wolf.
Hey, what's up, Brandon?
And when I say that, that means we're actually on the air right now. We are calling you because, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway,
we should. I know. Just need a quick minute.
Sorry, I know this is a little abrupt, but we do a segment called on our show called Second Date Update, and the reason we're calling you is because of a date that you went on with a woman named Melanie.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So so she contacted us, basically told us that you haven't called her since the first date. You guys went to a cooking class or something together, I believe. Yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. I think it's just not going to work out.
Okay. I think that's your prerogative, but I mean, she said you guys had a great time when we talked to her. And so we're just kind of curious, well, what went wrong?
Yeah. Why you think it's not going to work out?
I mean, She didn't pass my test.
Okay.
What test?
All right. So I like to take my dates to a cooking class to see how well they can cook. All right. Because I hate to cook. Right. So I'm looking for a partner who can cook. And honestly, she's terrible at it. So I need to be with someone who likes to cook. And that's not her.
Don't you feel like that's a little sexist?
Well, no. I mean, I have no problem doing housework or doing the dishes. I just don't like cooking. So if I'm going to, you know, look for a long-term relationship, I need to be with someone who can do it doesn't hate it. I actually hate it.
Brandon, did you tell Melanie wasn't aware of this, I assume?
Well, no, of course not.
And you've done this before. This is like a thing that you do often. Like, how many times have you brought women to cooking classes?
How many times? Is that like the question, like how many people have you slept with? I don't know, but yeah, I do it upon occasion.
Okay. All right. Okay. Listen. Yeah. Okay, Brandon, whatever. So Melanie, who contacted us, I think we mentioned that, she is, we talked to her on the air about 3-4 minutes ago. And she is, she's on hold because she was waiting to see if we could get a hold of you and ask you what was up. She's on the other line. You seem like you're obviously fine. I don't know why you haven't told her what you just told us yet, but you could if you would allow us just to bring her into the conversation just for 1 minute.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. Hold on real quick. Melanie, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so you obviously, by the sound of your voice, you were able to hear Brandon on the other line?
I was. Yeah, I feel like I should have just hung up.
Okay, well, why?
Honestly, you need a woman who cooks. That's so sexist. You've been to so many cooking classes. Why can't you do the cooking?
Well, I mean, the thing is, like I said, I don't enjoy cooking, and I'm not just looking for a woman who cooks kind of thing. It's like I said, it's more like I don't like to cook. I'm looking for a partner who does enjoy cooking. That's just practical.
I mean, for a lot of people, they don't cook because they enjoy it. They cook because they need to eat. And you need to do your own cooking and get past looking for a partner to make all your meals.
Yeah, what do you do right now? Do you cook right now, Brandon?
Yeah, do you just pick up food at the store or the restaurant or what?
Yeah.
DoorDash?
I tend to eat out a lot or something. But, I mean, look, one day I'll find a partner who enjoys cooking, and that's not you, so that's cool.
Wow.
All right. Well, I guess you need to get your head out of the 50s, but I'm with that.
Now, listen, what if, Brandon, listen, I know, and thank you, by the way, Brandon, for holding on, just being, I mean, obviously,
you're super transparent about this, man.
No problem.
Yeah, wow.
But like, what if the woman said, hey, I want to go to this handyman class where we're going to build something, and you were terrible at it, and she said, I'm not going to see you again.
I need a guy who can do things around the house.
Who knows his way around a hammer. Yeah. You'd be okay.
I think it's the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it goes both ways. If that's what you're looking for, that's the kind of people you should date.
You're looking for somebody who can fulfill the strengths that you don't, or be the strength that you don't have in that area.
Isn't that what a relationship should be?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly.
You just called me sexist, and then you literally just filled in the gaps.
Yeah.
I did not call you sexist.
But I think we're trying. We're trying to understand the logic behind it, because it's definitely good logic. I get that part.
All right, I want to know, is anybody listening?
You're trying to understand the logic of finding a partner that fills in my weaknesses. Are you serious?
But I see what he's saying.
Be upfront with it, though. Then just say, hey, I can't cook. Can you cook? And then she says, no, I can't. Oh, then we're done here because I need someone to cook. You don't have to be so, you said it was like a test. For her.
Yeah,
it's like,
that's what that you're, about that, hard
that's
time
my
with.
Part. That, yeah, it's like just be full disclosure.
I need someone who's emotionally mature. Do I talk about that before the first date, or do you go on a date and just talk with someone?
And right, the idea when you have a profile on a dating app, and I'm guessing that's how you met, you don't put your weaknesses up there because you'll get no dates.
There you go.
I kind of see your point, Brandon. I'm kind of side with. Does anybody else agree with me? Like, this is not, because it's not really sexist, because it just happens to be cooking, and we are thinking that, well, that's a woman's role, when it's really, you don't look at it that way.
It's just strengths. To you, it's just strengths and weaknesses. Yeah, you're just finding exactly like a complimentary right. person.
Yeah, and if you were a great cook, but you look for somebody who could do construction around the house, and she couldn't, if Melanie couldn't do
couldn't
it,
hammer a hammer,
then you wouldn't want to see her again. All right. That's
glad
it.
We agree.
All right. Does anybody agree? Who has got a comment? 651-989-1029. Doesn't look like there's going to be a second date. I don't think
Melanie,
so.
Melanie, thanks Unless for Melanie trying, though. Okay. You still there, Melanie?
I don't know why I stay.
I'm so sorry,
I'm
Melanie.
I'm beginning to think the same thing.
But we want to thank you both for being on
Second Date Update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.